Brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 AM Community Talk Radio for the North State. Good morning. 7:05 on May the 7th, 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. At least I think we are, because today, a moment of silence, my computer, my little portable computer that I have had for 5 years. Has given up. At least I watched the battery just kind of go. It says, you need help. And it was plugged in. You need help. And then just over the night, it slipped away from me. Bad Bob, good morning.
Good morning. You might try, removing the battery and seeing if it will boot.
I did.
Still nothing.
Huh? Yeah, nothing. But speaking of something, is Linda Bot.
Hey, good morning. It could be because it's 10 years old?
I don't know, 7 years old, something like that.
Yeah. And it fails.
I think I got it.
It fails every show.
It doesn't fail. It's just the battery runs out. And then I plugged it in. But I think I put way too much stress on it. Anyway, what's it look like today?
Well, it's currently 56 degrees in the downtown studios. We are going to have scattered thunderstorms today, believe it or not. And it looks like we are going to have temperatures around 58 tonight. Highs are going to be 78. Hey, I want to talk about those three girls. Nothing short of a miracle about those three girls that were found. Uh-huh. Or the one gal had called, you know, of course.
She got loose and ran across the street. Yeah.
And I want to talk a little bit about, that's why we should be aware. Let's talk about that after we go to our Wells Fargo Market Minute this morning. Our special guest is Josh Wiley. What's happening with the Market Minute, Josh?
Well, we have positive markets this morning. Currently, the Dow's up 44 points, 15,013, while the Nasdaq's up 1 at 3,393, and the S&P 500's up 3 at 1,621. Oil's down 42 cents at $95.74 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury's yielding 2.99%. Gold's down $18.30 this morning at $1,449, while silver's down 44 cents at $23.52 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Verizon's up 23 cents at $52.28, Big Blue's down a nickel at $202.75, while Caterpillar's up a buck at $88.60. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh Wiley, thank you so much for the advice. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on with our Market Minute Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 243-7561. That's 243-7561 because Wall Street isn't easy, but they can make your journey through there a lot easier. That's the Wells Fargo Advisors, 243-7561. Okay. We've done the weather. We've done what? You're
nothing,
looking at
I'm
me.
Just waiting until let's take a break and when we come back.
Yeah.
Then we'll talk about
I don't have my computer.
We have a lot of stuff going on here, but really I know that on the top of everybody's lips is about three women that were abducted individually while they were teenagers. 10 years later, a telephone call. Let's talk about that, only to find out that they were just a few very close to the proximity of where they lived. Had been abducted. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sherry Silk.
And I'm Danny Silk.
And we are so excited to be joining the weekend lineup at KCNR Community Talk Radio. We have a new show Sundays from noon to 1. Danny, are you excited?
I'm excited. Living on Purpose is a brand new program. Our focus is to help build healthy families, relationships, marriages, parenting.
And we sure hope you join us.
It's Living on Purpose with Danny and Sherry Silk every Sunday from noon to 1 on AM 1460 KCNR.
The 65th annual Reading Rodeo thunders into town May 15th through the 18th. It's 4 days of action-packed rodeo with three performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday is family night. Thursday is jack-in-the-box night. Both nights, all grandstand seating is priced at general admission. And Friday is tough enough to wear pink night, sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the inaugural Wrangler Champions Challenge and Tri-County's Bank Night, as the top 10 in each event compete for a one-night $80,000 purse. Over 50 championships will be represented in this one night of rodeo. Tickets are on sale now for all events. For tickets, go online to ReadingRodeo.com or visit the rodeo box office at the Reading Rodeo Grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Follow the Reading Rodeo on Facebook for up-to-date rodeo information and events. The Reading Rodeo Grounds roar to life for the annual Reading Rodeo.
Call the Rodeo Grounds for tickets at 241-8559.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience." "We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone." Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
I don't know what's going on with Buddy. He's not putting any weight on this paw.
Oh, yes, I see. It's just a minor sprain.
Okay.
You keep Buddy off his paws for a few days, and he'll be chasing squirrels in no time.
So one other thing. I do have this rash.
Okay, sir, I need you to put your shirt back on.
Wait, you're a doctor, right?
Animal doctor.
Quick peek.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
Find Anytime Fitness next to Holiday Market in West Reading and join for a dollar on May 7th through the 9th.
This is retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. NFI has purchased over 20,000 rounds of ammunition for our students to use while training for their CCW. Just because you can't find ammunition doesn't mean you can't apply for your CCW at NorCal Firearms Instruction. Come see us at Sportsman's Warehouse, visit us online at norcalfi.com, or call us at 999-1822. Now is the time. This is Ted Lighty reminding you that it's not the loss of freedom, it's a loss of liberty to be worried about.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's with great coffee. And, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. When you go next door, they will meet or beat any tobacco prices in this state. I'm sorry, in this city. And veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Okay, about the three gals that, one of them is Amanda Berry, who said, who called 911 and said, "I've been kidnapped and I've been missing for 10 years. When you see in the news reports about the, you know, the person answering the phone, I was like, okay, now who and what? Could you say that again? You know, because of course she was hysterical and finally free. But there were, two other girls and their sister thinking that the six-year-old was her daughter. The way it's reading right now is that three middle-aged brothers have been arrested after police summoned by a frantic 911 call by Amanda Berry, raided a house in a residential area on Monday and rescued three women who have been missing for as long as a decade. Reading on with the report, they're saying that the where they had been abducted and where they were living was very close to where all of them have been abducted. The other girl was traveling home from Burger King. So I guess when somebody goes missing, I think we have somebody right now that there's been a frantic search for a girl that's been missing as well, is that, you know, do you think, as our listeners, do you think it's right that people go from house to house and say, just like they did with the Boston bomber, should the police have the right to go, if the girl's been abducted in that area, to search your house? Because here, this many years later, within the same area, within the same neighborhood, these girls were living.
Well, that's an interesting question, because when a child gets snatched like that, does it give the police and the authorities the right to come into your house and search it.
I would think they still would have to have probable cause.
Of course
I
they
think
would.
That's still the test.
But how could, you know, but they, weren't they going into the houses of the, in Boston looking for these guys?
And there are some legal questions about that, yes.
I think that, you know, I guess if you give permission, yeah, you've got permission to come to my house. I don't know if I'd give permission for them to come into my house to look for somebody that's been missing.
They because they got a warrant.
Yeah, just get a warrant. I'll be glad to do that. But on the other hand, you want to be helpful. So look, if it means that you don't have to worry about this house and you can go on to the next house because all they're looking for is a child, or a person, you know, so anything else they see might not be legal. Anyway. Do you have a copy? Do you have that 911?
Yeah, that's, I believe this is from,
59 seconds, May 62013.
Please, 911. Do you need...
Help me, I'm Amanda Berry.
You need police, fire, or ambulance?
I need police.
Okay, and what's going on there?
I've been kidnapped and I've been missing for 10 years and I'm here, I'm free now.
Okay, and what's your address?
23.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, she just, you know, and they, if you listen to the whole thing. Okay. The other, before we get into these other things, the other one, Linda and I were talking about was a tragedy on the San Francisco Bridge when this limousine caught on fire. 10 women were in it, or 9 women were in it. It catches on fire. It was a bridal party. They were on to go in to meet the bridegroom and all this, and the limousine caught on fire on the bridge. And according to the driver, he says, He one of the girls beat on the window or the partition and said something about smoking. And he thought they were talking about they were smoking cigarettes. And then she beat on it again, says smoke, fire. He pulls over the limousine. He opens partition. He got 4 of the women out through the partition, but they could not get to the other 5 who burnt in the back of that limousine. That, talk about a tragedy there. I know. Okay. Okay. What else is going on? Let's get local now. The Supreme Court of California said pot shops can be closed. They can be banned. They said that a city...
Again?
This one says the city and county has the right to say what businesses are in their city and what businesses are in their county. So the ones that have they've closed before, and then we've had a few that stayed open to fight to wait to see what happened here. It says now is that the city can now shut down all the collectives if they so choose to do. I think that could make a difference in some areas here.
Yeah, I think that they can't have it both ways. They can't claim to be legitimate medical practitioners and be free of all regulation. You know, you can't have it both ways like that. They want to be accepted as if they were mainstream medical providers, but they don't want any of the rules.
Yeah, and the problem was that there was no way of regulating it. And, and people say, well, but my patients need this. Well, maybe they do. I don't know what your answer is going to be to that. However, the Supreme Court has said, well, it's up to the cities and counties. If a city says it's okay, then it's okay. I want to take a quick break right now because when we come back, I want to talk about 2 big meetings today. That one in the city council tonight and one at the Board of Supervisors at 9 o'clock this morning. I want to talk about both of those when we come back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio right here on KCNR 1460. AM and visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are glad to see people starting to go back to work. Mowing and weed eating seems to be an every weekend battle. So stop by and pick up some ethanol-free 93. And don't forget to bring in your barbecue bottles. We also have 1s and 2 gallons for all the folks in the city limits. We have log and shake and 5-gallon pails for all the wooden fences and decks. With all the nice weather, now might be a good time to have a tune-up on your kerosene heater or think about trading up to a new one. If so, give Johnny a call. If you need red off-road diesel for the tractor, we have 5 or 55-gallon barrels. Stop by. Got everything from tubes of grease to bulk oil, gas, and fuel. We do it all at NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. In Corning, see Robin, Michelle in Weaverville, and the rest of us at the Redding plant. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott. KCNR 1460. It is 7:21 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Come on, get your air conditioner tuned up. It's getting hot. It's going to get a lot hotter. You know, today's a great day. You watch. It's going to be up in the hundreds before you know it. Call Alliance Heating and Air at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Installation, repairs, emergency calls, and routine maintenance. That's our buddies down there. Okay. Tonight at, and this is big, tonight at the city council starting at 6 o'clock, they're going to the McConnell Foundation and the Board of Trustees there in Turtle Bay, but they're going to present their offer to buy land so Turtle Bay can build that hotel and restaurant. There's not going to be any decisions made at all. They're just presenting their plan, their program to build this, to buy this property. Expect a full house there because a lot of people are excited about this. Walt McNeil, local attorney, has written a letter that's pretty, he's, you know, talking about the value of the land as stated in offer could be a problem. There could be lawsuits after that. The McConnell Foundation, lawyer has said that under the lease that they originally took this out on, they were supposed to make $5 million worth of improvements, so that they've made $50 million in improvement. And in fact, they've gone far beyond what the lease said that they were required to do as a minimum. So anyway, the McNeil says the appraisal is going to be the big thing, my friends. The appraisal on the property. The property has a lease on it, which, and as Kurt Starman has pointed out, it can change the value of a property. It's a long-term lease. It goes out to, what, another 90 years now. However, as McNeil says, if you use that lease as part of the, as the appraisal, then people are going to say is that you've gotten this land at a much lower cost. They should redo the lease or not take the lease in account when you appraise the property. Of course, this is being done because when they were building trying to build the new Sheraton Hotel down there, what started this was the prevailing wage. And when the unions won the prevailing wage battle up at the state level, it raised the cost of the hotel that they were planning on building. They already had the money. They already had the go-ahead. They had all this. But this changed the cost of the hotel dramatically, $3 million, and they couldn't do it. So the union said the only way to get away from prevailing wage is to either, or if this problem is to pay prevailing wage, rent the land at fair market value, or buy the land at fair market value. So McConnell Foundation is moving forward to try to buy the land at fair market value. It's going to be an interesting evening at City Hall. I'd get there early if I was you. They can only seat like 300 people. Let's go to the phones. Coach Bob, good morning. Coach Bob, good morning. You're on.
Hey, good morning, Colonel. Hey, I'm just thinking, I was reading online about that, the three gals out of Cleveland there. I'm thinking, whoever perpetrated that whole mess, there's got to be a real special place in hell for folks like that. At least I hope so.
Well, you know what? This is not the first time we've heard of this. Remember those, what was that, Polly something, or?
Polly class
that was taken for
and
years.
Elizabeth Smart, of
and
course.
Elizabeth Smart, but that one girl that lived in the backyard and actually had law enforcement agencies walk into the backyard and not spot her. That's the thing.
Correct.
You know what?
Elizabeth
there, Smart. Yeah, that was, there's something wrong there.
And
yeah,
coach,
I hope they're all in the same room down below. You know, just put them all together.
Coach, you're a longtime resident. You remember the woman in the box in Red Bluff?
I do, Red Bluff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
According to our reports today as well, is that Amanda Berry's mother, the one who made the call and fled, her mother went desperately searching for her for 3 years, and then she died. And, of course, the family saying that she literally died of a broken heart. She couldn't find her daughter. She had no purpose for living at that point. So here, sure. You know, this is an example is that you just cannot give up hope. They actually dug in the backyard of one of the girls, you know, thinking that perhaps her bones or skeletons could be found in the backyard. And I mean, the list goes on. So this is going to really be an example, I think, for all of us to think about what is happening down the street. We were just talking about a neighbor we have that we haven't really talked to in a while. The gate was open and thought, you know, pay attention to the people around you, in other words, is what we're saying here. Great hearing from you, Coach. You were great the other night. You are really a star. And, Coach Bob, of course, wonderful horn player.
Well, thank you for that. And I was, on that note, and I'll leave you with this thought. It was good to get to hear you sing for the first time.
Well, wonderful. We had a great time. We made music. So, my love, my passion.
Thanks a lot, Coach Bob.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
All right, a couple other little quick things. Today at the, this is the other part. Today at the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, when they meet down there on Court Street, they're going to vote to see to give $544,000 to Northern Valley, California Social Services for housing assistance and training assistance for our AB 109 graduates. It's state funds, which means it comes out of a different pocket of your pants, you know, for taxes. But this is to help the felons out there when they come back, and don't misunderstand what I'm saying here. When they come back from prison, they've got most of them do not have a support network at all. You know, and you can say, well, I guess they should have thought of that one before they got in trouble. But the bottom line on it is the money that's been set aside as part of this AB 109 is to help them find housing, because it's difficult for a felon to find housing when they have no jobs, no credit cards, nothing. To help them find housing in special areas, and also to train them to get a job, I think, which is also part of this. It's at the first cursory look at that. That's what I see happening. What about people that have not been felons? Why come they're not getting that? You can ask yourself that and ask the Democrats down in Sacramento. But we're going to take a break here in a couple minutes, and we're going to come back. I believe we have Asphalt Cowboys rolling through here. And then at 8 o'clock, we have Dr. Danuka, who's going to be talking about Second Amendment. You're saying Second Amendment. Well, Dr. Danuka comes from a country that doesn't have a Second Amendment. You don't have the right to own weapons like they have here. And he's going to talk about the impact that has on his country on everyday living, believe it or not. But let's go to the phones real quick. Jay.
Hey, good morning.
You got 10 seconds.
Morning.
Good morning. Yeah, it's a good thing to get these guys a second chance. The way it's set right now, they're almost doomed. If they don't have a relative to live with, they're doomed. They're going to go back to crime.
You know what? I agree with you, Jay. You know what? I hate spending money, but you know what? If this gives them a chance, at least to get them off the street and out of the parks, maybe this will help. Anyway, thanks a lot, Jay, for that phone call. We got to run. We got news and we got SFL coming.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are modestly higher in early trading with the S&P 500 already hitting a new high. The Dow's also on track for another record at 10 a.m. Eastern. It's up about 45 points. Meanwhile, home prices were up for a 13th straight month in March. According to CoreLogic, prices rose nearly 2% from February thanks to strong gains in the western part of the U.S. On a year-over-year basis, home prices jumped 10.5%, the biggest gain since March of 2006. Only four states, Delaware, Alabama, Illinois, and Virginia, saw a year-over-year decrease in home value. And Americans seem to be growing more optimistic toward the health of the housing market. A new survey from Fannie Mae shows 51% of Americans now expect home prices to rise within the next year. Only 32% felt that way the same time last year. 30% of respondents also said now is a good time to sell versus just 15% a year ago. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
Well, I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Take a walk on the wild side with your favorite canine friend on June 4th at Haven Humane Society's third annual Dogathon. This 5K walk for the animals includes Hennigan's Spinning Frisbee Canine Team, Doggy Personality Contest, and Agility Course. Visit the Arts and Crafts booths, microchipping, rabies vaccines, dog licenses, and more. Bring family, friends, and your favorite canine. Join us to help the shelter animals. Call 241-5262 to register or go online to havenhumane.net. Thank you.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Yeah, welcome back.
We're live.
Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It is 7:34 in the morning, 58 degrees out there. We're going to probably have thunderstorms today. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, of course, family operated, senior and veterans discounts. Great prices. Give them a call, 365-3793. And it appears that, you know, our friends out at Shasta Gas Propane are growing. They're getting ready to build, out down in Anderson. I mean, they're expanding their whole operation, and and these are nice people.
Very respectful.
Very respectful.
Of course, it looks like we're going to have temperatures today around 78 with our lows around 60. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Check out Thursday night when, you get, have the fabulous pizza night there, or Friday and Saturday, when it comes to live music. Now, we are really excited because we have our
asphalt cowboys.
You got it.
You got so excited with all this yellow in the room.
I wanted to make sure I was very correct in how I described it.
Barry Weisswasser?
Yes.
And Gordon Bach.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How y'all doing? You know what? Every year you come in here, well, you know, we see you throughout the year, but every year we're so happy you're here. It's that time of year again.
It is pretty scary.
Okay.
No, it's really exciting.
Things have changed.
You guys work so hard all year long. Thank you for all that you do. You know, we've been at so many functions that we'll see chairs that says Asphalt Cowboys and the guys came in and they donated that for us today. And so, you know, that's just kind of minuscule, but it's still in the big picture. It's something that you guys do with your time and your effort, lending of your resources to people and organizations in the North State. So thank you so much. Appreciate that. Gord's laughing.
Thank you. If we didn't have such a good time doing it, we probably wouldn't.
Are you kidding? It's a way to get out of the house and drink. Okay. Oh.
Drink.
No. No.
7-Up. Iced tea,
no,
lemonade.
They have a special orange juice.
And orange juice?
Yes, it's a morning sunrise drink. All right, so now, welcome to the show again. And how would you like to start off?
Well, we just want to let people know we had a golf tournament yesterday. And it just turned out awesome. It rained a little bit on us, but it didn't dampen our spirits.
Well, it just kept things a little cool.
Oh, yeah.
It kept, so you didn't burn out there. Very well planned.
Barbecuing, we were really happy that it didn't rain any harder than it did.
Wow.
So everybody had a great steak dinner. We had great raffle, great golf at Gold Hills Golf Course. And
wow.
And it was sold out, so we appreciate everybody's support.
Oh, fantastic.
You know what, that's, the amount of good that comes out of this. So it's not difficult to see how people support it.
Well, and in the form of support, so many businesses,
Carl's moving the mic.
Selling our tickets.
Get in tight there.
Okay. When we're going out and selling our tickets, we ask merchants around town to donate items for a raffle at the golf tournament. And so many of them donate such great items. Everybody buys raffle tickets, and we give some great, great things away. Plus the fun and camaraderie of the golf game.
What time did it start?
Well, we had to be down there at 7. That was a shotgun start at 10. And I think we got done golfing right around 4, had the dinner, and handed out hundreds of dollars in prizes for the great golfers we have in our tournament. And I got home about 10:30.
A 12-hour day, yeah.
So that was yesterday. What's next?
It's a lot of changes. There's a lot of changes this year because of the change in the rodeo.
You bet. Well, the first thing we have coming up is our Top Hand Dinner, and that's this Friday, the 10th. The Top Hand Dinner is our only night that we really celebrate each other. We have, it's our dinner, our formal kind of dinner, awards banquet or something you might call it, but we only give out one award. Other than that, that's our next item that's coming up.
You were top puncher. Is it called puncher?
No, you were there.
For a few years, everybody in the Asphalt Cowboys at some point comes into a leadership position, and that's top puncher, and then top hand, and that's fortunately behind me.
Yeah, that's kind of like city council and mayor. So you were mayor of the, you were top puncher. I mean, we were at that dinner, so congratulations on that. I'm just thinking that it's such a marvelous organization. You work hard all year long, but this is when it kind of seems to all come to the big, the most visible. You're starting with the top hand dinner. Well, your golf tournament, actually. Top hand dinner. Mm-hmm. And that's Friday. And then where do we go?
Well, next Monday will be our bank and business decorations judging day. And there have been rumors that, the lone stranger and his sidekick are coming back into town and holding up some bank. But the Asphalt Cowboys are going to be here to save the day.
To protect us.
Protect and serve.
Well, you know what? This is always a surprise, but isn't this like the second 62nd year in a row that the Lone Stranger may show up?
Here we are to save the day.
Dastardly duo.
I realize that it's a surprise to most everybody.
Do you like the sound effects?
I know. I know, those are awesome.
Yeah, that's keep awesome. It up. You were with me. Nobody else was, but that's all right.
Wait a minute. Who can listen?
You were being Colonel this morning. So,
who can hear the William Tell Overture and not think of the Lone Ranger? Come on.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you know what? I thought it was
the Lone Ranger Overture.
There it is. It should be. Okay, so that's Monday. So it's going to be, you're going to be judging all the, judging business and all, on how Western we are.
Yeah, and there's our theme this year, and people are decorating for the theme.
A salute to our rodeo champions.
That's the theme.
A salute to our rodeo champions.
Thanks, Jordy.
I feel like I'm here with Karnak. Here with the great Karnak here. And it is. And then, yeah. Okay.
Hey. And the theme is.
All right. A salute to our rodeo champions. Style.
Well, we want to talk about that as soon as we get back from this break. Carl and DeBott, we have the Asphalt Cowboys with us, and we're talking about, you know, it's my favorite time of the year. We're talking rodeo weekend, Asphalt Cowboys out there, all the things that are going on, and we're having a night of champions. During this is the first year this has been held, this year in the rodeo week. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Three, two, one. It's showtime. Ladies, prepare to excite your senses. The world famous Hunks the Show Ladies Night Out is coming. Are you ready for this? Friday, May 17th at 7:30 inside the Wind River Casino Event Center. Tickets are just $10. The number one name in entertainment for women direct from the Las Vegas Strip. Live in person for one night only. These chiseled hunks will be taking the stage for a night of fun and fantasy. Friday, May 17th at Wind River Casino. Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30. The world famous Men of Hunks the Show will make your fantasies a reality, leaving you breathless. Girls, make plans to attend the biggest ladies' night of the year and see why Hunks the Show is the number one male review in the world. Once again, ladies, this will be a sellout event, so get your tickets today. For details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Hunks the Show, the number one male review in the world. It's better on the river.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
And once again, thank you.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Yes, we're live.
Yeah, save a horse. Ride a cowboy. We'll be here. This is Carl and Linda Bach, Casey and our 1460.
Or ride a cowboy, save a horse. 7:45 in the morning.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff at Craftmaster can give you a guarantee that other shops don't. From a small chip to cracks up to 24 inches in length, Jeff can fix them. And he's located at 3208 Market Street here in Reading, or give him a call at 241-8373. And this is true. I mean, he'll take it. He takes the car or truck in your windshield and he has fixed cracks up to 30 inches in length and guarantees his work.
He is the Crackmaster.
Our guests are Barry Weisswasser.
Yeah.
And Gordon Bach from the Asphalt Cowboys. You can tell we just don't really enjoy having them in here. This is just hard on us. Okay, big changes this week. Let's go into that. Our rodeo week.
The Reading is privileged to be one of the four rodeos in the nation to put on this Rodeo of Champions night. And in fact, Reading is the first rodeo of the year of the series of four. These are going to be televised and put on the television, I believe, in late June, early July.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's going to be right from, it's on one of the major sports channels too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a result of that, the Cowboys have had to shift some of their activities around. Normally on Monday morning of rodeo week, we have the special kids day, which to me is one of the toughest days of the week because of the emotions wise.
Right. No, I understand. It means a lot to these kids and you all.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So we've shifted some things around. Rather than having the special kids day on Monday, we are having the, like we said before, the bank and business judging, on Monday, and shifting the special kids day to Tuesday. And along with that shift, our street dance, which is normally held on Wednesday night, will be held on Tuesday night. So we want to make sure everybody out there in Radioland knows that our chili cook-off, our quick draw contest and everything, and the dance.
All that's going to be on Tuesday.
Tuesday night.
You know, that's going to be great, too. They're going to have the Nathan Thomas Band out there at Buckaroo Flats, cell phone shootout, of course, the chili cook-off. Linda and I judged that one last year. Good. I was able to talk 2 days later. the special kid
hot
days.
Stuff.
Oh, well.
Can't keep a good man down.
There you go. And, okay. All that's on Tuesday. Okay. And then we go into, Wednesday at the, are they going to start running Slack on Tuesday? Or do you know? We got the Reading.
I don't know the answer to that question.
I think they're going to be running Slack, but we'll be talking. We've got the Reading Rodeo Association coming in too.
Good.
They'll be talking about that. These activities you're doing are great support of it. And you all working together as a team is just spectacular.
It's awesome. The guys of the Rodeo Association are great. They work with us on some of our events. We work with them. And it's a good group of people, and we work well together.
It is, and you all have worked together for a long time, and a lot of your friends, you see each other out, you know, in different places. Well, Reading's too small not to. Okay, so then what happens next then? After when we're talking about the next big thing that you all are doing, then would be
the big thing that we're doing next week is going to be the kitty pet parade at the Mount Shasta Mall, which is always a whole lot of fun. We have judges from some of the businesses that we might have gone out and judged on Monday that are going to come by and be judges for us. And that usually fills them all pretty well with kids and their pets and snakes and chickens and the whole nine yards.
Another
turtles.
Great event you guys put on here. It's great.
It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, what you're trying to, have our listeners, you know, take note of is that the schedule is different this year because of this absolutely huge addition to the weekly routine as we have known it.
Exactly. Our regular 3-day rodeo, rather than being Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, is shifted to Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday to make room for Saturday night's championship rodeo. Yeah.
And we're talking about the top cowboys in the world are going to be here.
Yes.
I mean,
in Redding.
Yeah.
Good old Redding, California. They're going to be here. So we need to open up the town, folks. And if you've never been, you got to make sure you welcome these guys and give them a good old Redding welcome.
And Saturday morning after our parade, I guess there's going to be some of these cowboys over at Crown Motors.
Crown Motors is hosting a
autographs and
photos,
meet and greet type thing. So that'll be fun.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break because we come back. I want to talk about my favorite time.
And
we'll talk about that when we get back. Carl and Linda Bott, we're here with the Asphalt Cowboys. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Sweetie, my hands are full. Can you get him?
Yep.
And I still want to hear about your day.
Oh, today was nuts. Back-to-back meetings. Wish I could have got home earlier. How was yours? Were you able to close that deal?
Kinda doubt it. I called him Will, and his name is Steve.
Ooh, that's a bummer.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
Find Anytime Fitness next to Holiday Market in West Reading and join for a dollar on May 7th through the 9th.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Hi, this is Jim Dyer.
And this is Lou White, and we are inviting you to join us on Mother's Day, May 12th, for the 40th annual Old Shasta Music Festival.
Both the Jim Dyer Band
and the Lou White Band will be performing, along with our friends, the Manzanita Band and Wild Bill and the Mud Wompers.
The Shasta Service Guild is presenting a full day of family fun featuring music, artisans, and food.
Continue the tradition, as this annual Mother's Day event has been bringing families together for 40 years and is now held at the new Shasta Middle Creek Mining Camp off Highway 299 West in Old Shasta.
The gates open at 10:30 a.m. and it'll all wrap up at 6:30 that evening, and there'll be on-site and off-site parking.
Tickets are available at the Cascade Theater box office or online at cascadetheater.org, or you can pay at the gate.
Support the Shasta Service Guild, learn about local artisans, enjoy great music and food, and spend the family day together at the 40th Mother's Day Old Shasta Music Festival.
It will all happen Sunday, May 12th, at the Shasta Middle Creek Mining Camp in Old Shasta.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR. Let's hear that again. As long as I want, because okay. That's my heart beating this morning. Boom, boom, boom. That's what you need when you're drying off after the showers. I'm ready for today. 58 degrees this morning. in the downtown studios. It's currently going to be. I don't know. I got four guys in here this morning. I have to think of something to not let them bowl me over. So all I can do is scream. See, it's 7:54 in the morning here on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by State Granite. Mike Huber and the guys, fantastic work. They are on Mountain Lakes Boulevard in Redding, California, 241-7866. A place you can trust to do your countertops, any kind of granite work, give them a call, and they're going to steer you in the right direction and do great, clean, honest work. State Granite.
We're here with the Asphalt Cowboys, Barry Weisswasser and Gordon Bach, and we're talking the events that are going to start next week. And now we've talked about the how things are shifting because of the new day, the Night of Champions on Saturday night. So we're rodeoing Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We've the golf tournament's already kicked off. Top Hand Dinner's on the 10th this Friday. The barbecue dance, the kickoff barbecue dance is going to be down to Rodeo Grounds. That's going to be on Saturday. And of course, the, bank and business judging of who's best has fixed up their places is starting Monday, along with possibly for the 63rd year in a row, a bank robbery.
But we swear this year, we're going to catch them.
But you know what? I know y'all have surrounded banks before, everybody heavily armed, and they've managed to shoot their way through you for 62 years.
It's crazy, but you know, that's just,
you know what?
How it
we're just damn lucky nobody's been hurt so far. Okay.
I'm always nervous when I have my hat on. Yeah. By the way, when I'm around the Cowboys that I'm going to have.
It shoots a hole in
my $400 cowboy hat that I got years ago in, you know, some obscure place. I'm not sure where. It's some designer that's going to get a hole in it because all of a sudden I will be in the wrong place.
Adds your character.
You're lucky if there's just one hole in it. Sometimes they shoot it four or five times.
I'm kidding about $400, but.
Special Kids Day, of course, on May 14th. That's the big thing.
Yeah.
And then on Tuesday, it's all on Tuesday, the Special Kids Day, the Chili Cook-Off, Quick Draw Contest, Street Dance, and then the rodeo starts Wednesday. Now, we've talked about, of course, we're going to a little bit more about the parade, but the pancake breakfast, there's been a little change this year, is that right, on the cost of it?
Yes, after 18 years at $3 per ticket, we have had to break down, because of the economy, and raise the ticket to $4. However, if you stall and hold off and come to the breakfast without a ticket, you're going to have to pay $5 at the gate.
That's right. So $4, come on, $4 for a breakfast. And not only that, it's served by the Asphalt Cowboys. It's made in a concrete mixer.
Oh yeah.
And that's
just, you got the truck right there.
Truck right there. And there's, what do you put in there?
So
what do you put in
fun.
That, what do you put in that, pancake batter that makes it so tasty?
Secret
it's
ingredients.
A secret.
Secret ingredients.
They'll tell you if they tell you.
What were all those caps laying around?
No, you know? No, we wouldn't kill him if we told him. We'd have to kill ourselves.
Yeah.
because if we got back to the clubhouse, they just shoot us.
Well, again, thank you for, you know, organizing such an extravagant, you know, big party for the whole city of the Redding and the North State reaching beyond. I mean, there's 10,000 people plus.
11,000.
11,000.
Yeah,
last year we hit over 11,000.
Congratulations, oh, yes. Because I know that's where you wanted to get to. Now, at what point is it just going to be, oh, there's too many people here?
Well, there'll never be too many people, just too few pancakes.
Well, not if you keep making it in the concrete mixer. It's called, Jim Sharp, it's Champions Challenge.
That's Saturday
night.
That's
what it's called. The Champions Challenge.
Is that Saturday night?
And that's the Saturday night.
That's the final.
Thank you, Jim. Jim Sharp, part of the Reading.
Yeah, it's the final.
Thank you, Jim.
Again, that's what is really different this year. I think what happens is when it becomes rote after a while, when you're used to this is a tradition. Yes, of course, their tradition continues. They're mixing it up because Reading has been included. Actually, one of six in the United States is going to be having this, you know, this fourth in the United States. That even makes it, you know, ups the ante as far as how much you want to put together, everything that you need to do as far as cleaning your calendar so that you can be there for all of these events.
And
especially Saturday night.
Right. And it's, we've already had the golf tournament, but then the top hand dinner this Friday, the kickoff this area, but we're going to have y'all back on again at least two more times this week. So we're going to get them all in there, okay?
All right, great.
Thank you so much for what you do to our
city. Okay, let's hear it.
Thank you so much.
Yeehaw! Yeehaw!
We'll be back after these messages. Our guest is Dr. Payus Dhanuka. We're going to talk Second Amendment, but from somebody that's lived in a country without a Second Amendment and what can happen. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. There are welcome home signs and balloons outside Gina DeJesus' home this morning in Ohio.
We never gave that hope up. Knowing one day we would find her.
And that's her cousin. Jean was one of three kidnapped women rescued in Cleveland after a neighbor helped Amanda Berry escape and she called 911.
I've been missing for 10 years and I'm here. I'm free now.
Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has the latest live.
Amanda Berry, Gina DeJesus, and Michelle Knight are reuniting with their families about a decade after they disappeared. The six-year-old girl found in the home where they were held prisoner is Amanda Berry's daughter, and police say they're not sure where she was born. As for the scene at the hospital last night,
chaotic. And we really didn't get into a deep, deep line of questioning. Our concern was their physical and mental well-being. So that is going to come out.
Three brothers ages 50 to 54 are in custody and expected to be charged. Dave?
Jennifer, there's new reason for Israel to keep its defenses up. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in Jerusalem.
Following the back-to-back Israeli airstrikes on Syria over the weekend, a Syrian-based Palestinian militant group says President Assad has given them the go-ahead to set up missiles to attack Israel. The U.S. recognizes this group as a terrorist organization, but it is a small group. Israel say they were targeting advanced Iranian weapons bound for their enemy Hezbollah in Lebanon. Iran is denying the weapons belong to them. The country's foreign minister saying Syria's Arab neighbors should respond to the Israeli strikes, not them. Dave?
Emily, the UN has just reported armed men have taken four peacekeepers hostage while patrolling the Golan Heights in an area separating Syria and Israel. There was less help wanted in March. U.S. companies posted fewer job openings, down 1.4% from February. For every job available, there were three people unemployed, though the unemployment rate in April dipped down to 7.5%. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 39. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. This incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to ProFlowers.com and use the secret code MOM64. 100 colorful blooms guaranteed to stay fresh for at least a week for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code MOM64.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
President Obama is about to sit down with South Korea's new president at the White House, as North Korea keeps threatening.
North Korea's army said it would strike back if shells fired this week during drills between the United States and South Korean navies fall in its territory. And it said its retaliation could include hitting 5 South Korean islands. Earlier, U.S. officials said North Korea was apparently stepping away from plans to test mid-range missiles, packing up 2 rockets and moving them away from a launch site. Although they warned the missiles are mobile and could launch elsewhere. In Tokyo, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
The man in charge of handling sexual assault cases at the Air Force has been charged with sexual battery.
Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Krasinski is accused of grabbing a woman's breasts and buttocks in the parking lot of a sports bar in Arlington, Virginia, just a couple of miles from the Pentagon. Krasinski's been removed from his job as head of the Air Force's Sexual Assault Prevention and Response Office.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson. Continued rains helping firefighters put out the last of a wildfire that burned through 44 square miles in Southern California. No remaining open flames, and they were at the scene overnight looking for any flare-ups. They're voting to fill a vacant congressional seat in South Carolina.
The latest polling suggests the race between Mark Sanford and Elizabeth Colbert Bush is too close to call.
It really shouldn't be a dead heat because this is a pretty strong Republican district. However, Sanford is a flawed candidate who isn't very popular amongst the average South Carolina citizen.
Professor Kendra Stewart of the College of Charleston says those issues date back to 2009 when Sanford, serving as governor, got caught taking a secret trip to Argentina for an extramarital affair. In Charleston, South Carolina, Jonathan Seri, Fox News Radio.
A South Carolina high school teacher who stomped on an American flag in class to make a point about freedom, then resigned over the criticism, is being paid $85,000 by the school district. The state newspaper reports Scott Compton's payoff avoids a legal challenge. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. 8:05 in the morning. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com and chatting on it. I, of course, don't have a computer because last night my computer gave up the ghost, finally. The battery finally let me down, so...
That happens with anything electronic.
I know. It's been 6 or 7 years. I guess I should have been. It's been warning me.
Anyway. Hey, I guess you would like to know what happened this day in history. This is a good one because it's one of my favorite. Before we go to our market minute, Glenn Miller and his orchestra recorded one of the great American music standards, Chattanooga Choo Choo.
You've sang that.
On this day in 1941. We love about, you know, the music in the big band era. That is that on this day in 1940, the song was recorded at the famous Victor Recording Studios in Hollywood. The record not only became a big hit, it's said to have been the first gold record. The first gold record.
Wow. The Chattanooga Choo Choo.
For selling over 1 million copies. Speaking of gold and all the good stuff, like, you know, we go to our Wells Fargo advisors because we want to hear what's happening in the market moment. And let's go to Josh Wiley.
Well, good morning. We have mixed markets on Wall Street this morning. Currently, the Dow's up 43 points at 15,012, while the Nasdaq's down 4 at 3,388, and the S&P 500's up 3 at 1,620. Oil's down $1.10 at $95.06 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury's yielding 2.99%. Gold's down $24.50 this morning at $1,445, while silver's down 47 cents at $23.49 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, GE's up a dime at $22.68, Bank of America's up 7 cents at $12.97, and Pfizer is up a quarter at $28.96. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thank you very much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on for our Market Minute Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 243-7561. It's not easy working your way through Wall Street and what's going on. There's a lot of hidden traps in there or news that you, as the average investor, would not know, but they do. Again, our Wells Fargo Advisors, 243-7561. And the weather today is going to be a little different today, isn't it?
We have thunderstorms, and our temperature this evening will be 60. This morning, the highs today looks like it's around 78 with the downtown temperatures at 58 degrees. 8:08 in the morning here on KCNR. It is the 7th of May, our grandson's birthday. We're excited about that. Yes. So we're going to take a break and we'll be right back. We have a special guest in the house who's such a wise person, we have lots of trust and faith in. So we're going to talk. Well, let's wait. We'll talk about that when we get back. Casey in our 1460.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips, so drops. You've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
When it's time to change oil, take your car to a place that'll do it right. Auto Lube. Family-owned Auto Lube means you get the kind of quick, friendly service just like family. We take extra care of your car, making sure to check all of the vital areas, including the differential, master cylinder, power steering, and more. Auto Lube uses Chevron lubricants to protect your engine. After your visit, we're confident you'll drive away happy. Chevron and Auto Lube, where we treat you like one of the family. Auto Lube, with four locations to serve you.
Carol thought she was just clumsy until a bad fall, leading to an MRI at MD Imaging, revealed a brain tumor that required immediate surgery. The radiologist's swift diagnosis saved Carol's life, and her husband and son, both physicians, knew she was in good hands. Carol credits MD Imaging for giving her many more years of gardening and fanatic grandmothering. Doctors choose us for their own care and that of their loved ones. MD Imaging, defining what's next.
Veterans of all eras in need of employment. Reading Veterans Resource Center has job development services for all veterans in need of employment. Need help finding a job, preparing a resume, helping with interview skills, or filling out an application? Call Reading Veterans Resource Center at 223-3211 or stop by at 280 Hempstead Drive in Reading. Again, all veterans in need of employment, call 223-3211.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Well, yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, Community Talk Radio for the North State. 8:11 in the morning, 58 degrees out there. Phone lines are 605-4567. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. It's not, of course, just for Redding, but all of the North State, because they make such great deals for everybody. People coming in from other states to get a good deal on a car, truck, or SUV, whether it's new or previously owned. And their service department will get you back on the road immediately. Make sure the vehicle you're driving is safe. They take great pride and customer experience and satisfaction. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue right here in Reading. Give them a call at 530-223-2177. Reading Crown Motors. Our guest, Dr. Paiyush Dhanuka. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning, Charles. Linda, thank you very
good
much
morning.
For having me.
Well,
here.
You know, every time you've come on, we've talked, mainly about medical, subjects, Obamacare, the cancer, the different months where you have to be aware of the different cancers. You've talked about how how some cancers can be cured with early detection and why you don't get, why you don't go out and, save your life. You don't understand and we don't understand either. But today you're going to talk about something that's a lot different.
Absolutely. And something maybe a lot of people don't expect from a doctor.
Okay.
We're going to talk Second Amendment.
Absolutely. My favorite subject nowadays.
And why is it your favorite subject?
Okay, let me give you the background. So I grew up in India where gun ownership was not a right, was a privilege of a privileged few. So I never grew up with guns. In fact, in my family and my community, it was considered to be a bad thing to have guns. There was a culture against guns, and only the rich and powerful and the criminals had guns. But when I came to this country, and especially in Redding, Shasta County, I realized the different perspective. And I realized how important it is over time, over the last 10 years, I realized how important it is for people, common man, to have the tools to defend oneself and one's family from the criminals as well as from the tyranny. And for that reason, as I realize it more and more, and I compare it with India or other parts of the world where I have been, and historically, I realize this is actually the fundamental right, right to self-defense, which protects other, our other rights. For that reason, it's becoming increasingly important to me.
Well, when you said that, and we've talked about this, because I was a little surprised, you know, by your outlook on these. You know, though, that I know that you came to this country because you wanted to, and you you stayed in this country. Both you and your wife are accomplished physicians. You could have gone anywhere, really, in the world, and you finally you ended up here in Reading, which we're better for that, but. You were here because of, you came and stayed in America because of America and the freedom and the democracy, the shining city there, you might say, that you could come to and really live in a land of the free.
If I can say in one sentence, I would rather be poor in America than rich in my country of birth.
Wow.
That's big.
Well, right. You know, bottom line, that resonates with, that is a life-changing, a very strong conviction.
And it's not something which was given to me by my environment, but which I have concluded over the last 16 years of my life here, and having seen a lot of places in the world, not just India or not just America. I've traveled a lot, have interacted with a lot of people from a lot of countries, I had a lot about history of different places, have analyzed a lot of economic, political data from different countries, and this is what my conclusion is. Well thought over conclusion, not just a blind faith.
Yeah, and you're not one to just, with your background and in having to come to know you, this is not just something you make, you don't make statements, you do not make superficial statements. Usually, every time we've talked, this is something that, or values that you hold, that research that you've done. You know, you just don't pull things out of the air and say, "Oh yeah, this is the way it is." You've got a solid bedrock. So this is what you just said. You would rather be poor in America than be rich in the country you came from is a huge statement.
And I'll explain why.
Yes, please.
Yeah, please do that.
So, let me just correlate that how the guns, not guns. I would say the word self-defense, right to self-defense, and right to keep and bear arms is so fundamental for human freedom. Throughout the history, rulers, dictators, and tyrannies have ruled over the majority of the population by doing one important thing, by disarming them. Second thing they have done is, after that, is making these people believe that they are not worthy of self-rule. Exception to that rule has been America. It started here first, that people, human beings, man, can come together, and the woman later, sorry Linda, but they can come together and rule themselves without divine intervention or a godly king or a priest-appointed king or by a warlord. We as humans can come together, make up our own laws, improve upon them based on a predetermined constitution. How was this possible? Why this didn't start anywhere else? That's what you have to ask. So let's see. European colonizers went all over the world. English rulers went all over the world. What they did in America was based on English common law, which codified the right to bear arms and keep arms in 1600s continued to be followed in America. And people in America, who were most of them were of English origin to start with, kept arms and bore arms. And that's why they were able to stand up to the crown when the time came and they thought they were not being represented by the people who were taxing them or the people who were ruling them. Am I right?
Yeah, they had the right to arms. I mean, it was a type of thing that to protect their families because they were out on the frontier, but to eat for food and all this. One of the first things when the Revolutionary War began was the English were to seize the weapons.
Exactly.
That was one of the first things. I mean, they were moving, you know, the Concord and this. They were there going to move to seize the weapons, seize the armories.
And that actually accelerated the revolution because that's something which patriots couldn't accept. So now compare this with other parts of the world where the English people went. Wherever the colonies were, first thing they did, or soon after they started to rule those countries, was to take away the rights of people to bear arms. That's what happened in India. India had a big mutiny against British Empire in 1857. Soon after that, British government there passed a law which made it illegal for the common man to bear arms. And that had a long shadow on India because now British could rule with impunity.
Okay, so we have two cases here, and we're going to take a quick break. Is one in America where the American colonies were, even though many of them were loyal to the British, but they had the right to bear arms. They, no, it wasn't a right per se because the king could take that away from them at any time. And then we have India, where after a mutiny in 1857, I think it was the soldiers or the sepoy.
The British sepoy mutiny.
Is that then the Brits outlawed all weapons for anybody that wasn't in the military.
Right.
All right. So we got to take a quick break. Our guest, Dr. Piyush Dhanuka, we're going to talk about what happens if you're in a country where you do not have the right to defend yourself, because you're not allowed to have a weapon. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And...
No. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good.
It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog your drains and sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, log on to ReadingUtilities.com. That's ReadingUtilities.com. This message has been funded by the City of Reading Public Works Department.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. 58 degrees out there today. Look out for some thunderstorms and rain. 8:25 in the morning.
Love the chat pack.
The show is, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. They have great coffee there at Espresso Joe's and cold drinks, you know, for the summer, of course. Walk next door to the funnest walk-in humidor in the state, and they will meet or beat any tobacco prices here in town at Tobacco and Brew. And veterans always get discounts. Joe and Shelley, stalwarts of our community, and do so much for them. It's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest is Dr. Piyush Dhanuka, who is a very well-known physician here in town. And, but we're not in the chat room is talking about colonoscopies and other things. But we're talking Second Amendment. When we left, you were drawing a parallel between the United States, who was armed and able to fight for themselves, and India, your native country, where the Brits, when they were in there, outlawed the private ownership of weapons. So.
And the critical difference to understand here is the private ownership by common man. And okay. I'll allude to that further.
All right.
So historically, if you see, the same thing Brits did in South Africa, apartheid regime there made illegal for black people to have private ownership of guns.
Uh-huh.
Same thing was done in most of the colonies of the Europe. So historically, you also see that happening in slave-owning states in America, which made ownership of private arms
right.
by blacks illegal. So historically, it's very clear that people, the elites or the rulers who want to rule the majority without their consent, must disarm the common man. Let's see geographically, in today's day. In today's world, if you compare the gun ownership by private people, America has the highest gun ownership, almost 100 per 100 people. Zero in some countries. If you see the range, most of the Western democracies have a very high gun ownership range. But most of the theocracies like Iran or communist states like North Korea or Cuba, or dictatorships like Tunisia before the recent upheaval, have a very low rates of gun ownership. China has a gun ownership rate of 4.5 or so, something like that, 4 to 5. India has an ownership rates of 4 to 5. So America, 100 versus India, China, and these countries in 4 or 5. But what you have to understand is that this rate of 4 and 5 is there, but who owns these 4 to 5 guns per 100 people, mostly the rich or elites?
One of the questions that came from the chat pack, which is very interesting, specifically for you, Dr. Dhanuka, is, as a doctor, do you think, how do you feel about asking people if the government says you have to ask if that patient is a gun owner, because they are doing it in the Bay Area?
Actually, that's a question which people say that you should be asking for domestic abuse, alcoholism, smoking, and the same thing to throw in gun ownership. And the reason for that, they say, is because to prevent the accidental gun deaths in the home. And merits and the demerits of these things can be discussed in a separate time, because it's a little bit more nuanced than that. Because a physician-patient relationship is supposed to be confidential and sacred. So ideally, this information should not be reaching the government. But as we know, with the government controlling almost all the health care, I don't think that will continue to be true. So it becomes a problem when it goes outside the doctor's office. Inside a doctor's office, I think it's reasonable to teach people. It's a kind of an opportunity for people to be taught how to control it safely so that kids don't get hurt. But the problem there is when the government learns from that records, which are going to be government records now.
They are, because everybody is going to go to the electronic records.
And it's going to be under government health care.
Right.
So,
Going back to where we were was, when we talk about the 4.5% of the people, that own weapons in these countries like India, mm-hmm. it's not the people.
Exactly. That's the key difference in the same. Now, same thing in Mexico. Mexico has an ownership rate of almost 10 guns per 100 people. But compared to the high ownership gun rate in America, the gun death rates are not that high. In Mexico, they're very high. So this equation doesn't correlate. So what happens is in these countries is most of these guns are owned by what in India we call VIP.
Uh-huh.
Very important person. Now that's a concept which is completely alien to America. Who is this VIP, very important person? Or very, very important person. They are rulers, elites, criminals, and politicians who want to control the rest of the population.
So those are the ones, when we're talking about the four people that own weapons out of 100 in India is not people like, it could not be a doctor, or it couldn't be just somebody that has a small business. These are going to be people that are assigned or given special privileges to be able to own this weapon. And as we're going to talk when we get back from our break here in a few seconds, is that these people then that control the weapons end up controlling a lot more than just the safety of their home.
Absolutely.
And have an absolute impact on the common man. We'll be right back after these messages.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Three women, each missing around 10 years, now free, out of a hospital, reunited with their families in Cleveland.
We're thankful that Miss Berry, Miss DeJesus, and Miss Knight have been found and that they are alive.
Mayor Frank Jackson, those women all kidnapped in their teens or early 20s, one now with a six-year-old daughter. Three brothers accused of holding them captive in a home all this time are under arrest. One of those women, Amanda Berry, yelled to neighbors for help getting away. No funeral yet for the older Boston Marathon bombing suspect.
Tamerlan Tsarnaev's mother would like her dead son's body buried in Russia, but coordinating with Russian authorities is difficult, according to Peter Stefan, the funeral director in Worcester, trying to find a place to bury him.
Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley. A volcano eruption in the Philippines kills at least five climbers, including German tourists and a local guide. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience." "We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone." Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Throughout history, herbs have been used for healing the human condition. Since the days of Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, who also was an herbal healer, plants have found their way into our homes and clinics around the world. Join me, Arundel Spindelalis, every Sunday from 1 to 2 on KCNR as we discover an alternative way to bring you back to a better you. Our focus at NorCal Herbal Studies is educating the public on the historical applications of plants and the impact on your health.
Healing through nature, every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebaugh. It is 8:35 in the morning, 58 degrees out there. Yeah, it looks like we may get some rain today. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Our friends there give great haircuts at great prices and give discounts to seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. Our kind of place to go to. Really good people there. The best barbershop in town. Cypress Square Barbershop.
And thank you for, they sponsored a hole for the
Military Order of
Man's
the Purple
Last
Heart.
Stronghold was there. As, I don't know what hole it was, but we were golfing past it.
It made no difference to us. We could lose a ball in any hole. But yeah, they did. And they, the great people, that's why. That's, they support this community down at Cypress Square Barbershop. Our guest, Dr. Pius DeNuca. And we're talking not medical. We're talking Second Amendment. And when we left, we set this up in the sense that, that the ownership in America is at a certain number per hundred people. But when you get down, or even per thousand people, but when you get to other countries, there is, 4% or 4 or 5 people out of 100 can own a weapon, but it's not like America. These people are practically handpicked or they can buy their way into this. Now, what's the impact on the common man?
So these VIPs or VVIPs can own guns there, but who are these VIPs and VVIPs? They are generally high-level politicians, ruling elites, or criminals. And they have the most of the guns in India. So what happens is, and this is not theory, this is not from the books, this is from real life. On an election day, in most of the parts of the India, what will happen is election will be rigged with guns. People will be out there with guns and shoot and kill the poor or the disenfranchised people from voting in a lot of districts. Not everywhere, but in a lot of districts even today. And the fear of guns is enough to keep disenfranchised people away from the votes.
So in this case, because just a threat of guns from from private thugs, mm-hmm. and from, say, a controlling entity there in that province, means is that he can continue to control that province because people won't vote because they're afraid of what will happen, that if they've tried to, because they have no way of defending themselves, and the police and the military, there's not enough of them to be there. At these.
They are also controlled by the same people.
They're also controlled. So they have no way of standing up for themselves.
Exactly. There is a strong nexus between mafia, criminals, and the so-called democratically elected government there. In fact, every political party in India has a large section of people nominated to run on their behalf who have criminal record, including the murders. Some of them have been convicted and sitting in the jail and still get elected.
Well, and all because of controlling.
Oh, boy.
You control the electoral process. It's like, and you can draw parallels, but it was like in the South, and it would be like a Ku Klux Klan guy back in the 50s walking in front, or a Black Panther up in Boston walking in front of the polling booth. Any way you look at it, that is intimidation, and it keeps people away.
In my hometown itself, when I grew up, people were scared to go out and vote. And this was not a completely remote village. This was a small town 100 miles from the capital. And most of our elected parliamentarians or legislators had the criminals toting guns, shooting people, or criminals themselves getting elected. So that's extremely common there. So that's something to look forward
so
to.
This is the example of a country who is a democracy, and we've talked in the show before about what truly is a democracy and freedom, but it's a democracy where people can vote, and yet whole precincts or areas or provinces are controlled by crime and criminals or people that may be a business concern, but they want to make sure that everything stays friendly there. So they put their gunmen out there on the day of the election, even without shooting. It is enough. It's intimidation enough so that they can continue to stay in power.
And that people are actually shot.
And people are
shot.
If
they try to stand up. And common men have no way to defend themselves there. So that's one example. But if you see in Mexico also, the people there, most common men can't have guns because one thing is authority to have gun. And I wanted to talk about this thing. Three A's of gun control. Authority, availability, and affordability.
Okay, we'll get right back to that one. I want to take a little bit of an early break so we can talk about those things that keep people from having weapons, firearms in other countries. But it seems okay on the surface, but then once you get into it and you find out just how bad it is and why the Second Amendment is so important to our country. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jim Dyer.
And this is Lou White. We are inviting you to join us on Mother's Day, May 12th, for the 40th annual Old Shasta Music Festival.
Both the Jim Dyer Band
and the Lou White Band will be performing, along with our friends, the Manzanita Band and Wild Bill and the Mud Wompers.
The Shasta Service Guild is presenting a full day of family fun featuring music, artisans, and food.
Continue the tradition, as this annual Mother's Day event has been bringing families together for 40 years and is now held at the new Shasta Middle Creek Mining Camp off Highway 299 West in Old Shasta.
The gates open at 10:30 a.m. and it'll all wrap up at 6:30 that evening, and there'll be on-site and off-site parking.
Tickets are available at the Cascade Theater box office or online at cascadetheater.org, or you can pay at the gate.
Support the Shasta Service Guild, learn about local artisans, enjoy great music and food, and spend the family day together at the 40th Mother's Day Old Shasta Music Festival.
It will all happen Sunday, May 12th, at the Shasta Middle Creek Mining Camp in Old Shasta.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are glad to see people starting to go back to work. Mowing and weed eating seems to be an every weekend battle. So stop by and pick up some ethanol-free 93. And don't forget to bring in your barbecue bottles. We also have 1s and 2 gallons for all the folks in the city limits. We have log and shake and 5-gallon pails for all the wooden fences and decks. With all the nice weather, now might be a good time to have a tune-up on your kerosene heater or think about trading up to a new one. If so, give Johnny a call. If you need red off-road diesel for the tractor, we have 5 or 55-gallon barrels. Stop by, got everything from tubes of grease to bulk oil, gas, and fuel. We do it all at NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. In Corning, see Robin, Michelle in Weaverville, and the rest of us at the Redding plant. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:43 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. You know, an in-store deli, the largest selection in Reading of natural food supplements and health and beauty products, natural, of course, and the North State's nutrition experts, all at North Orchard Nutrition at 221 Locust Street in Reading. You know, it's out right behind the Cypress Square Shopping Center. You know, it absolutely clean store, friendly people that are knowledgeable. What else can you say about that? Orchard Nutrition. Give them a call at 244-9141 or just stop by again, 221 Locust Street, right here in Redding. Orchard Nutrition. Our guest is Dr. Pius Danuka, and somebody made a comment about weapons in his facility. He's going to address that at the end here. I want to finish up on affordability, and this is you can say you can have weapons, but in reality you can't.
Right.
And the reasons for that.
So after authority comes availability and affordability. In America, we have private manufacturing, which allows people, common man, to have guns. But if you see in countries like Mexico and India or China, only manufacturing allowed is by the government. In Mexico, there's only one single store in Mexico City which sells guns owned by the government, and it's very difficult to get it. Same thing in India. Only army makes it. So what happens? Two things happen because of that. Common man can't really have this limited number of weapons easily because they are pretty much given out to people who are connected or powerful or super rich. So there's no availability of weapons. These countries can import from outside, but even that is severely restricted. So one of the things why I'm mentioning this is because in this country, gun control lobby is going not only after Second Amendment, but also against the private manufacturers to boycott them and make it difficult for them to manufacture small arms for public use. So that is an availability issue. If you don't have it, you can't have it.
Or put taxes on the weapons so that the common man, or insurance, or cost of ammo, to make it show the common man will not be able to have a weapon legally. And what that does is, you talk about class warfare, now the very rich,
yes,
can own the exactly. weapons. So or the criminals.
Exactly.
So because criminals don't care, they're going right. to get them. So, and this is what it does. It taxes the common man, the average person, out of gun ownership.
So that comes to the third A of AAA. Authority, availability, and affordability. Most countries have these policies which squeeze the common man by pricing them out of small arms ownership. How do they do it? By making private manufacturing go away. So the government controls the price. That's one. The quality is poor. All the guns have to be imported from outside, and they become super expensive. Apart from the insurance issue, apart from the taxes issue, apart from the regulation issues which make it more expensive, for example, a gun which costs almost $500 in India is going to cost 20 times more, $10,000. Who can afford it?
Criminals and rich people.
Exactly. Not you or me. In Mexico, the same things. So the result of all these things is common man not getting access or not being able to afford the firearms, only very limited few getting it, which are criminals or politicians, and eventually they become one.
Yeah. Eventually they become one.
Exactly.
Wow. And you know what? I think you're right. Eventually they become one. Because, politicians and criminals.
Because there is no
because
check on their power.
There's no check on their power, and they start leaning out, or they start spreading out. You know, my friends, listening to Dr. Danuka, he lived in a country that is considered the world's largest democracy.
But a sham one.
But a sham one, and of freedom there, which is a sham. And he's talking about, this is so important, because he's talking about, oh yes, you can own weapons if you are in that top percentile of wealth, or a criminal, which in some cases is the same thing.
Exactly.
And you say, well, the government would never do that. Would never take away, our government would never take away our access to weapons. We have the Second Amendment. But they can do things.
Let me address that.
Okay.
Throughout the history, people have been disenfranchised from that. In Nazi Germany, what did Hitler do? Made the ownership of firearms illegal by Jews. Islamic law, Sharia law. Sharia law has this ruling which makes self-defense a right of people, just like in America. And the right of ownership is very strong in Sharia law, in the Muslim world. But any non-Muslim is not afforded the same right. What they're supposed to do is pay a tax to the government to protect them from the criminals. It's called jizya. So that's a disenfranchising of non-Muslims under Sharia law. So what in India also, there are a lot of people who are called Dalits, who are outcasts because of the religious hierarchy. A lot of people who are tribals, who don't share the government power, they can't have guns. So disenfranchising the majority to rule them is the founding principle, the way elites rule. And for that, they need to first disarm the people. The governments do that and will do that again unless common man is careful enough to stand up and fight for their right peacefully, non-violently, but insist that it is my self-defense is my basic right. And one more thing I would add here, that guns are not meant to protect my lives. Okay, in a way they are, but more important than that, they are meant to protect my honor or the life of my family or the things which I love. That's more important than defending my own life. If you really want to defend your life, you better be a coward and run away.
But your family cannot always run away.
But family cannot always run away. The things you love cannot always run away. And that's why it's even more important, not just for self-defense, but to protect them from tyranny, that we must have full rights to have small arms and affordability to it and availability to it.
A friend of mine and I discussed, and I respect this. I respect this gentleman. He is a somewhat. He is on social matters is much more liberal probably than I am, though we agree on a lot of things. And the Second Amendment is being able to, he says, do you really believe the government would take your weapons? And I said, no, because they can't right now. But I'm not too concerned about me because I know the way it is here. I'm in my 60s and, you know, but my grandchild, who is 7 years old today and, happy birthday, Mikey. Is turning seven. What's it going to be like when he's 50? And what would have been if you want to say, is the government oppressive? And people say, our government's not oppressive. It's got some things. But if you took your grandfather, my grandfather who grew up in Missouri as a farmer and a coal miner, and you brought him to this country right now, and he saw the things that were going on, and he saw taxes, and he saw this law and this law, and you'd say, is this government oppressive? He would say yes. And my friend who I was talking to about this and debating about this, he said the same thing. Yes, my grandfather would say this is oppressive compared to what it was. And that is where we have to look at 40 years from now, 50 years from now, that we didn't take a stand. Exactly. And on, it's not just the Second Amendment. It's about the First Amendment. It's about search and seizure. It's about things flying over your house all day long without you having anything to say about information gathered and shared. All of this stuff. This is, and you come where I have not really experienced it because I'm growing up in this, but you have experienced it. You have been to the country. You have grown up in a country where you've lived this, and you are so, you're talking about this could happen here.
Price of freedom is constant vigil. And arms are great equalizer. Arms make a gun in the hand of a woman makes him safer and equal to a guy who's double his size and trying to hurt her, harass her, or kidnap her, or rape her. The arm in the hands of an old person make him equal to somebody who is younger and hell-bent upon hurting him.
Sam Colt made him equal.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We want to address real quickly the no guns in the facility there. And there's reasons because I kind of got my eyebrow went up too, but the doctor has explained this to me. And so you all need to hear this. We'll be right back. Our guest is Dr. Pius Dunuka. We're talking Second Amendment from a man that has lived in a country where you did not have that right to defend yourself. And the ones who had the weapons were the rich and powerful or the criminals or both in the same. We'll be right back.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat. and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
During the month of May, all pit bull adoptions at Haven Humane Society are just $20. Pit bulls and pit mixes suitable for all lifestyles and family members are available at Haven and waiting for a new home. Pit bulls are generally energetic dogs and love to play, chase balls, and go on walks or runs. The breed is highly trainable and eager to please. Stop by the Morgan Adoption Center at Haven Humane Society to meet our pit bulls and find the one that's right for your family. If you already have a pit bull mix that has not been fixed, Haven's low-cost spay and neuter clinic is offering 20% off surgery during the month of May. Haven is located at 7449 East Side Road in Redding or call 241-1653 for more information.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:56 in the morning, my friends. It's 58 degrees out there. High 78 today, low 60. Thunderstorms, it's look like it's going to be here. Well, we need the rain. Tomorrow, Redding Chief of Police, Rob Pelletti's going to be on. We're going to be talking to him. We've got a couple other things we're going to be dealing too. We're going to be talking about, of course, the aftermath of the city council meeting tonight. On the selling of the, or at least a proposal for, McConnell Foundation to buy the land out where Turtle Bay is. That should be a pretty exciting meeting tonight at 6 p.m. at City Council. Get there early. I think it's going to be crowded. Our guest is Dr. Pius DeNuca. We've been talking the Second Amendment and you've thoroughly explained, I believe, from, you have lived in a country where the common man was unable to have a weapon. And the impact that it's had in corruption and keeping the same political process in there because people were afraid to go to the polls. And even if there was somebody to guard them during the polls, they could be struck later. So if they tried to stand up to the local thugs and, rich there. One of the questions that came in was, you have on your facility, though, no guns, and yet you're so strong for the Second Amendment. So can you address that?
So this facility I have several partners in that, first of all. Uh-huh. And it's a government licensed facility, so we have to follow the government rules. But in addition to that, we also have people sleeping there, sedated there for the procedures. And two things happen when you're sedated. One, after that you're a little bit confused, so we'll ask people not to drive. So it's not safe for them to be handling gun after the sedation. Number two, if you have a CCW or a gun and you're sedated, how will you control your gun? You will lose control, as you were saying earlier, yeah. Carl. And that is a big no-no.
Right.
So as a private ownership, we determine that to be the safest procedure for us. Of course, people have a choice to accept it or not to. but, and we have to be sensitive to the people's choice.
Because I know you believe in the CCW and the Second Amendment, but I also understand what you're saying. I would not carry in there if I was carrying, because I wouldn't want to lose control of my weapon, one, and two, if I'm woozy afterwards, I should not be carrying. So I understand this. So this is why, when you see that sign, I thought it was important because those are good reasons because I do know how you feel about the Second Amendment.
And the thing is, with the private ownership, you can fight with them, but not with the government. The one thing I would like to say very quickly is, sure, give you a small thing. If you have heard recently, there were a lot of rapes in India and all that.
Oh, yeah.
I would say for women, if they had a .22 caliber guns, rapists will be careful and not to hurt them.
And that's right. It's been in the news so much about that, and women just being taken advantage of. Okay. Hey, thank you, Dr. Paius Dinuka. Thank you so much.
It's been a real treat.
It has been for somebody that's been there and can talk about it. That sometimes we forget that because we live in such a great country that we sometimes forget that those rights can be taken away. Always got to be watching.
Thank you.
Hey, remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Joy and shock in Ohio, where three women who went missing years ago are found alive, but they've been living as captives. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has more live.
This time yesterday, no one knew about what was going on inside the house on Seymour Avenue in Cleveland. Now we know it's where Amanda Berry, Gina DeJesus, and Michelle Knight have been held prisoner. Berry gave birth to a girl 6 years ago, and yesterday it was Berry's screams that caught the attention of neighbor Charles Ramsey.
So I pried the door, and one of my friends held it, and she kicked the bottom of the door while she came up. I didn't know who she was.
As the women reunite with their families, investigators are collecting evidence at the Cleveland home, and charges could come soon against the man who lived there and his two brothers. Lisa?
Jennifer, thanks. South Korea's new president is in the Oval Office.
Officials here say President Obama and South Korean President Park are discussing a broad range of issues, but North Korea's threats of the past month are certain to be higher on the agenda than usual.